Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. Your sponsor, Luynishman Sarim Biak Vashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. The Gemara in Mudala brings the drasha on the pasuk that says Poiter Ma'im Reishis Modon. The Gemara Darshins, where Rav Amnuna says In Tchilas Dinon Shlodim Nidoin Ela Al Divrei Torah. The first thing a person is judged on is Divrei Torah. So Toiz asks that the Gemara in Shabbos brings that when a person goes up to Shemaim, they ask him six questions. Based on the pasuk v'haya emunos itecho choisin yeshuas chochos v'das, and the first question they ask him in k'neged emunos is nosato v'natato be'emunot. Did you do business honestly? The second question is kavata itim l'toyo. Did you make time to learn? So it seems to be that chilas dinu shalad on the first judgment, the first thing they ask is if he did business be'emuno, not toyo. So why here in our Gemara it says chilas dinu shalad is on toyo? So Taisa's first answer over here is that there we're talking about someone who did learn Torah. But the Shaila is, in addition to learning Torah occasionally, did he kriveya itim? Did he have a set time to learn Torah? And here we're talking about someone who never learned Torah. So that's why here the tchilas dina she'odam zal divrei Torah. Interesting enough, the Maharsha says almost the opposite answer. He says here we talk about someone who's able to learn Torah, but he did not learn as much as he's supposed to. So therefore, he's judged on Torah. There we talk about someone who's not able to learn Torah. He's not mutzach in learning. The Maharsha brings what it says, that only achaz me'elef, only one out of 1,000 comes out to be mutzach in learning. So there his main focus is on business. That's why the first question is on business, and the second question is on Torah. So this is the answer of Taisis and the answer of the Maharsha, which almost the opposite from each other. We talk about two different people. Taisis' second answer is that the first question is about nasata v'nasata be'emuno. But what he's judged on, what he's being punished for, is Torah first. And the Maharal explains this answer of Tosfos in two ways. Number one is the reason you ask about Masa or Matan first is because if a person doesn't have a business, doesn't have what to support himself, he can't learn Torah. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. That's why the question is first, the Masa Matan Be'emuno. But the punishment comes to Torah first because Torah is the Ikar. And the second explanation of the Maharal in Tosfos is in a similar concept of the Maharsha, the business everybody can do. Torah, some people are not able to learn Torah. So that's why the question number one is called the standard fit-all question. Did you do business in a munadic way? And then the second question depends on the person. Each person depends who he is and to figure out if you learn Torah as he's supposed to. But the punishment is on Torah first. That's why that when once a person is judged in his level on Torah, he gets punished first for that thing. Interesting enough, the Maharal in Etzach Yisroel Perek Chavtet seems to say that it's not a question at all. Because when the Gemara here says Tchilas Dinei Shalado means the first questions that he's asked. Not that it's the first question, but it's among the first questions. So he goes to Shammai and they ask him six first questions, and one of them is Torah. That's what the Gemara is referring to over here, that a person is going to be dealing with Torah when he goes up to Shammai at the first stage he goes to Shammai. The Iyun Yaakov in Kiddushin Daf Mem, when the Gemara brings that in the first place, he says two other answers that join together. He says, the question is first of all about business. But why is that considered to be that we're talking about Torah? So he says, a person is allowed to stop learning if he needs to work for his parnasa. But that's all. He has the heter not to learn, only if he's doing masu matam be'emuno. But if he's stealing, if he's not doing things in the right way, so he has no heter not to learn. So the first question is, did you do Masu Mata Be'emuno? You didn't do Be'emuno. That means you didn't have netter not to learn. So that really, this is a build-up to the question, why didn't you learn? The second answer he brings, as many Mefarshim bring this answer, is what's wrote down in the Yalkut, that the famous story with Eliyahu Hanavi, that he meets somebody, he asks him, why didn't you learn? He says, I don't have the mind, I don't have the seichel to learn. So he comes and asks him, what is your business? He tells him he's a fisherman. He gives him all the details of the fishing business. And then Eliyahu HaNavi says, you're so smart, you could do, you're such an expert in fishing. Couldn't you use this talent for Torah? So says the Iyun Yaakov, this is the question over here. The question is, did you do business? You did business. You have no excuse to say you didn't learn. So it's also, it's a build-up to get to the question of Torah. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev takes this, like the similar concept of the Iyun Yaakov, in a little different way. And he says like this, if a person is doing Maso Matan Be'emuno, that is Torah. If a person, when he's working, the whole time he's thinking, so what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Am I allowed to do this? Am I not allowed to do this? Everything is Mechashev. How is the Torah looking at it? So he's learning. That's considered to be learning. He's doing business be'emuna based on the Torah. So question number one is, did you do business and you learned Torah? That is Torah as well. If you didn't, so that means you didn't learn Torah then. So the shaila is, why didn't you learn Torah? But really, question number one is in the Torah itself. So these two answers that you and Yaakov and Dushas Levi are going, the Masu Matam Be'emuno, is really a build-up or a prerequisite to get to the question, did he learn Torah? But another Mahalach in the Achronim is to say that Nasata Matata Be'emuno means, did you learn Torah right? It's brought down in the Chiddush Yagro that the Vilna Gaon said, if you look at the Gemara there in Shabbos, the Gemara learns from there, from this same Pasuk, the Gemara learns about the Shishas Sidrei Mishnah. So Nasata Matata Be'emuno refers to Seder Zroim. It doesn't mean, did you do business right in the right way? It means, did you learn Seder Zroim correctly? Kavat Eidim Torah, did you learn Seder Moyed correctly? We talk about learning itself. Similarly, says the Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada says, Nasata Matata Be'emuno means an Asik Torah Shebaal Peh. Did you do it Be'emuno, did you do it Lishmo, and not to do it for Gaiver, for other purposes? Similarly, the Ma'arit brings in Kiddushin. Nasata v'tata be'emuna means, did you be mefalful in Torah in a right way, in a way that it's not a pilpul of hevel. He actually tried to understand Torah. So to summarize what we learned, there is the two answers of Tosis. The first answer that he speaks of depends that the Gemara and Shabbos and the Gemara and Sanhedrin are talking to two different people. The way Tosis learns it, the way the Ma'ashol, they seem to say the exact opposite. The second answer to this is it depends between the question and the punishment, and the two explanations of the Maharal. Then we have the two answers of the Yun Yaakov, the Gdushas Levi, that the Sadat Adat Be'emun is a prerequisite to get the second question. And the Mahalach of the Gro, the Ben Yoyodo, the Maharit, that the Sadat Adat Be'emun is a question regarding how did he learn Torah. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshova, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.